Hello and welcome to a Fistful Podcast. I am your host that reveals the most, aka your favorite sister, Sister Chrissy Christ, here at a Fistful Podcast. And I just want to say welcome back, you guys, for season 8, episode 2. Yes, episode 2. And tonight we're going to be discussing the importance of letting you go. Because there are some things for you that you need to rid yourself of in order to be a better person. And in order to be a better person for the people you have around you, the situations that come up on you. And if you want to see anything changed around you, it starts with you anyway. So we're going to be talking about things that we need to rid of ourselves because we can allow our flesh to fight with our spirit, knowing we are willing to walk in the spirit and keep our faith strong. But when you lean into your flesh, some things just go wrong. So, thank you for tuning in with me. I appreciate your listenership and your support. And also, I don't know if you're a new listener or you're a regular warrior, but whichever one and however you got here, welcome. I thank you and I appreciate you. And stay tuned for tonight's message. Welcome back. So, tonight's episode is season 8, episode 2 of Letting It Go. And tonight we are going to be discussing letting you go. Yes, as explained in the intro, there are some things we need to let go of. And there are some things that are hard for us to let go of. So, with this season being Let It Go as the theme for it, each day till the season finale, well, each episode until the season finale, that will be a different topic of what it is that you may need to let go of. And these topics are very relatable. They're common, they're personal, they're real life experiences, they are spiritual awakenings, and some of you may face them along on your spiritual journeys as well. So at the end of the day, we're going to let it all go together, one episode at a time. So tonight, we are going to be talking about letting you go. And the reason I say that is because we struggle with a lot of things. We struggle with a lot of people. We struggle with maintaining connections. We struggle with maintaining networks. We struggle with maintaining environmental peace, such as when we go out to work, when we go out in public, when we go out just to events or whatever. Things happen. You can't control it. So that is a struggle, whether it was intentionally going to happen or not. It is a struggle if it drains a little peace from you in that moment. So in order for you to maintain your inner peace, regardless of what's going on with you or around you, there are some things you're going to have to rid yourself of from you. Such as it may be your attitude, it may be your transparency, your point of view, the way you look at things, it may be your way of receiving things, whether it's verbally or the way you receive things as gifts. Who knows? You know what you're struggling with. You know what your spiritual infirmities are and what areas you lack in, what areas you want to improve in. You know. So when you know, and you are in your spiritual awakening, you are on your spiritual journey, and you are trying to grow spiritually in your relationship with God and seek Him in the midst of all the chaos you have going on in your life, you're going to rid yourself of some things from yourself. And you're going to want to improve yourself because you want to be better. You want to walk in God's purpose for you. You want to be this divine woman or this divine man that God is intending you to be. You want to do that because you want Him to receive all the glory from all that He does in your life. Whether it's seen or unseen, felt or not felt, you want to please God every step of the way of your journey, and you want Him to get the glory from it as well. So, when you are spiritually investing in yourself for a change, you're going to go through some things on your own, such as flesh versus spirit. There are some things in your flesh that you're not going to want to do anymore. There are some things in your flesh that you're going to get tired of doing. There are some things in your flesh that you don't even want to be bothered with anymore. But it's you and it's your flesh. So now you have gotten to a point to where you are, I'm going to go ahead and say it, you sick of you. You are sick of you. Whether you said it or not, I know you've acknowledged it, and whether or not you have acknowledged it, you're sick of you. Because at the end of the day, it's you holding you back. So I have a question for you before I get into this devotion to read to you guys. Do you see yourself making progress, still walking in your flesh, while trying to be led spiritually on your spiritual journey? If you can answer that, hey, blessings to you. But me, no. I don't see myself this way. Because this is not who I am. Of course, it's who I am because of the nature of me. But that is some things I want to change as well. So, my question for you, do you see yourself this way? I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live, in the flesh I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Repeat that out loud and then ask yourself, do you see yourself this way? Is this the way you see yourself? If you have trusted Christ as your Savior, these four things are true of you. The statements you just spoken are true of you. You have been crucified with Christ. No. You did not physically hang on a cross. We know that. And no. You did not experience the searing physical pain. But you have experienced some pain, whether it was self-inflicted or brought on to you. You've experienced it. And by you experiencing that pain in your life, you experience a spiritual healing as well, in a spiritual sense, which makes you crucified with Christ. No, the pain doesn't compare. Christ's pain does not compare to your pain, but guess what? He has experienced the searing of physical pain. So your pain don't match His pain anyway. None of our pain will. So the old you died and cleared the way for you to become a new person. And that's you. You are a new creation. When you believe in Christ, and you know that you have experienced the pain and the spiritual guidance and the spiritual healing to get through that pain, that's you. Moreover, you no longer live. It's not about you. That's the part that we struggle with the most in flesh. Because no matter what happens with us, no matter what happens to us, we still think it is about us because we were the ones hurt by it. But at the end of the day, when you are living through Christ and you are living for Him, it's not about you. Just like when Christ was crucified, He didn't think about Himself during His crucifixion. It wasn't about Him. More importantly, it was more about the people, more about us, and more about His Father. He took Himself selflessly out of the equation and out of the midst of everything was going on around Him and everything that was happening to Him. He removed Himself from it. So when we're in this spiritual warfare and it's flesh over spirit and flesh versus spirit or spirit versus flesh, we think it's about us. Flesh gets hurt. Flesh take over. We respond differently. We react differently. Now we are reacting, responding out of hurt. And we are tapping into our emotional side of our emotional intelligence. And that shouldn't be. It's not about you. And it's hard to remove myself from things that's happening to me because it's me, you know? So I can understand, same thing for you. But when you are living for Christ, and you've been crucified with Him, as we talked about earlier, you are not the point of your life. You're not the hero. It's not your strength or power that matters. Your life is not about your dreams, your wants, your fulfillment, your comfort, or your happiness. You no longer live when you've been crucified with Christ. And that's hard. Because as bad as we want to fulfill our dreams, as bad as we want to stick by our happiness, we want to have control over our wants and our own desires, we have no control over it. But the flesh wants control. And when the flesh wants something, you act. You forget it's not about you. You forget you've been crucified. You forget Jesus was crucified for you in those moments because you have placed you so far in it now. So when you're so far in it, it's kind of hard to remove yourself. So what do you do in the moments that you feel your flesh fighting your spirit to take over and respond and react for you instead of you being led by the Spirit? What do you do? I will share with you what I do in those moments. It's hard. I contemplate back and forth with myself, and I'm a little hard on myself. I'm very hard on myself. I have to knuckle her down and be like, girl, stop. Don't, no. It's not about you. I have to aggressively get a hold of her. Because I want to be spirit-led. My flesh is dangerous. Your flesh is dangerous. My flesh can be hurt. Your flesh can be hurt. My flesh is in pain, responding out of pain, responding out of hurt, responding out of reacting out of betrayal. I don't want that. The results are never good. The outcomes are never blessed. So rather, your life is Christ. He lives in you and through you. He is your strength and power. He is the point of everything. He is the hero in all your stories. You belong to him. And he is closer than close than you may think or you may feel. But sometimes you won't feel it because you're so far deep into your flesh and you're leaning into your flesh intelligence and on your own understanding. But my God, that is hurtful. Do you understand? That is hurtful. A hurt flesh will hurt somebody. And your hurt flesh will hurt you if you allow it to. He is not distant. He is in you and lives in you. It is all about Jesus when you decide to walk with him and you surrender your all to him. It is all about him. So the next time you feel hurt by something and somebody, and the next time you're in a situation or a confrontation and you want to say this, you want to, you know, go off on this, and you want your attitude to be your point across, you want to splah, and splah some more. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. And remove yourself from the situation. And WWJD yourself in that moment. What would Jesus do? Or ask yourself, what can I do for Jesus in this moment? To give him the glory. I feel sad right now. I have this confrontation going on right now in front of me. I have this chaos going on in my life. I want to respond back to this person this way because they did me like this. I want to react to this situation because it was unfair to me. No. In those moments moving forward, I want to be like, what? How can I please Jesus? Because I don't want to please my flesh. I'm not going to give her the proper satisfaction to hurt herself anymore. Sometimes you have to ask God to deliver you from you, or you're going to keep hurting you. And sometimes you don't admit that you're the one hurting you in certain situations because you're too busy trying to pick that hurt out and put it in that person's face that hurted you. But in reality, they know once you expressed it already. So you don't have to keep putting it back in their face after that. They already know, sweetheart. Now, what they choose to do with the information they already know, that's on them. But you want to be led spiritually. You want to please God. You want to make him proud. You want him to get the glory from everything. So you have to remove you, sweetie. And it's hard. It's hard. Because you going to want your lick back. You going to want your tit for tat, maybe. You going to want to say something, you know. And you can't. I mean, you can, naturally, if you, you know, lean into your own will and lean into your flesh, let your flesh lead you. But you can't if you want and truly want to be led spiritually. It's about Jesus. So now when I have a confrontation, when I feel something off, when I feel an energy I don't want to give attention to, and when I feel or hear anybody say something that I know is not correct, and I know I can combat it. I know I can combat it with the facts or with this and that. But it's just the energy it takes to do all of that. When you can just simply maintain your own inner peace in those moments and think, how would Jesus respond to this? Because at the end of the day, you're trying, the goal is to be more like God's Son anyway. That's a spiritual goal. Whether you have acknowledged it, whether you have it for yourself, whether you know it, whether you don't. Being more like Jesus is a spiritual goal. And I go hard for that goal in my life because it's just not the end. I'm not done. I got things to do. And I can't do that by myself. I have to be led by the Spirit. Or else it's going to be me versus me forever. And I don't want that. I don't want to deal with her forever. I'm sorry. I'm being honest, y'all. Listen. You know you better than anybody else know you. So the things you want to work on sincerely, or maybe have even, you know, some things you may didn't have to work on, but now they have intensified or have become a part of you because of the people around you and the influence that you have in your, that's connected to you, may have came upon you, and now you have subconsciously taken it over. Whether it's a bad habit or not, it's there and it's showing externally, and you are fighting with it internally. So that's a decision for you to make. You live by faith in the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. It's not just that Jesus is loving. He loves people in general. No matter what you do, no matter who you are, no matter how terrible of a person you may be, or even if you think you are a monster, he loves you. There's nothing you can do in life, whether in flesh or in spirit, that will make Jesus turn away and remove the love he has from you. Nothing. And although we wish people was like that, instead of putting conditions on the love or limitations on the love or loving you when it's convenient for them or loving you out of expectation or whether it's not love at all, we wish people was like that. And they can be when they are led by the Spirit. So, that concludes my episode for tonight. And I just want to know, do you see yourself this way? And if not, it is so vital and so important that you see yourself this way, because if you have given your life to Christ and he is now your Savior, then this is who you are. So, the verse for tonight is Galatians 2:20 from the NIV version. And it says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. If you believe that, share this podcast. I'm just playing. But if you believe that, then that is you. And you are being led by Spirit. And if you want to change you, that is something only you can do. But until then, I hope this message was very encouraging. I hope it was very inspiring for you. And I hope it was very eye-opening and spiritual awakening for you. And I hope you got something from it that you didn't know, or a confirmation, or even a reminder. Just something. So, with that being said, I love you guys. Stay tuned, stay blessed, and also check out the YouTube channel for my latest interview with Mrs. Erica Smith Cook, a local entrepreneur here and spiritual practitioner. Check out her interview, full interview, and products as well. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in with me. Thank you for your listenership and your support. And I will see you back here with the next episode of Season 8 with Letting It Go. Stay tuned and good night.